I am so excited to be back here at Camp Misora Waiters Kollel Base Medrash program, whatever you want to call yourself. I was so honored when I begged Rav Natan to speak again, and he said, okay, fine, your wife said you would be doing this. I really have no choice. But I appreciate it because for the last few weeks I've been doing lessons for the life to myself, and it's, you know, been a little bit difficult. My kids, you know, think they know that I'm crazy already. But, you know, when you're talking to yourself for that long of a time, it becomes difficult. So I saw a beautiful idea that hopefully relates to a message that is something that we should be thinking about, kind of where we are in life. And I know you're, some of you are in, all of you are in different types of places, but whether you're going to Israel, came back from Israel, you don't care about Israel, I think this idea will be quite interesting. So the beginning of our parsha, the parsha tells us about something quite amazing, startling, and that is Korach's uprising. As we know, Korach and a very small group, although a significant small group, planned this quite well. They didn't plan it as a one-time thing. It became something, you know, similar to a flower that you plant and you let it grow a little bit and you see. And Korach knew exactly what he was doing and the time that he would do was going to do it. And he challenged the leadership of Moshe and Aaron. Again, seemingly something, how can this be? But because it became something that after the spies, potentially, if that's really when this actually happened in the Torah, it was something that had to be stopped right away. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, when this whole incident starts right in the beginning of Parshas Korach, he says, Vayidaber el Korach, the el kol adat lemor, ul zadato lemor, and he says, Boker, come back tomorrow, in the morning, v'yadah Hashem, es asher lo, v'et ha-kodesh ha-v'ekriv alecha v'asher yivchar bo yakriv lo. I'm going to show you whose korban is going to be accepted tomorrow in the boker. This is interesting because the Midrash says the word boker is grammatically incorrect. The pasuk should say, machar, come back tomorrow. Yes, I know tomorrow is going to be the morning, but why does it say boker? Why is the lashon boker? So the Midrash questions Moshe's lashon that he uses over here. The word morning, literally morning instead of tomorrow, machar. So how do we answer this? So I think that it's kind of simple. It's a beautiful Midrash, but the Midrash is explaining that there is something a lot more to be understood here. We're not just talking about a boker. We're not just talking about the next day. We're talking about the difference between night and day. And in the Jewish calendar, we are obviously not similar to all of their nations in that our day actually starts at night. But we have a lot of discussion about, on certainly, on what we call a Drush level, if you want to feel good about it, you know, used to call it the, you know, a Kabbalistic level. I like to call it the Rav Moshe Weinberger level now because, you know, if you call Rav Moshe Weinberger, you're good. And that is that there's a difference between Laila and Boker. We are in the times of Laila now. We're in the times of night. Night signifies Golus. It's the difficulty. But as Rav Soloveitchik points out, the Ayelet HaShachar, as unfortunately in a few weeks from now, hopefully we will not commemorate the 9 days, we'll not commemorate Tisha B'Av, but that is seen as the darkest period of the Jewish time. Our parsha from last week was Dafka because the Bechia L'Doros, because of this report and because of the hysteria that was certainly misplaced. So we have a Bechia L'Doros every single year. We remind ourselves of what we don't have. But says Rav Soloveitchik, we have something called the Ayelet HaShachar, which is so interesting. And that is that when the sun rises in the morning, it is actually comes from the darkest to the brightest of times. And we know that darkness is something that's gradual. Here in camp, you could see this even more than usual, because we have a much longer time. As Shkia approaches, you know, I just saw today, right? And is there anybody here that lives in Israel? Any of the, right? So I'm not blaming you. The Israelis, there are a lot of Israelis here, so they start to see things they've never seen in their lives. So the different colors of how things change at night here, they're like, wow, bonus esenti, right? Because you see this gorgeous sunset where things turn purple and red and orange. It's really, really cool. That's true. So says Rav Shlomo Breuer, something beautiful. He says as follows, As night and day follow one another, there is good and evil in all of our lives. Day and night sharply contrast each other, but they share the fact that they both transform very slowly. Day does not break at once. Night does not fall instantly. They both reach their climax gradually through the vehicle of Erev, of evening. That is what Moshe Rabbeinu was trying to say. The development of this fact that Korach came did not come just stom out of nowhere. Because if it was a one-time thing, everybody would get out of here. Moshe, we know who Moshe Rabbeinu is. He's the leader of Klal Yisrael. But what happened was something that was truly amazing and sad, of course, at the same time. And that was that the distinction between this night and day, between this gullus time, this difficult time, is something that happens gradually. And it's something that we should think about, because just like when we have a bad day, it switches to a good day in an instant. And unfortunately, the opposite happens as well. You're having the greatest day, and it stops in an instant. And so you get a piece of bad news, or something changes. And it's kind of all of how your outlook is on life. And excuse me for saying, but this is what Rav Boyer says. Korach was so smart in the way that he developed this, because he was a gradual process. And that's why he was initially somewhat successful in getting people. And it's an amazing thing if you think about those that joined him. Dustin Revere, for example. Owen Van Pelis, the famous story. Like, what were they going to gain here? They were both... Anyway, they're still going to be a loser, right? Moshe was the leader. And Korach was the leader. They still would be who they were. But it was the gradual process. But I think there's even a grander idea. When we say Mizmor Shel Yom HaShabbos, we remind ourselves of Shabbos, that Shabbos is a time, Lahagid Baboker Chastecha V'Emunascha Balelos. Boker, oh, that's so easy to believe in God. When the sun is shining and everything's bright and everything's great, I have the biggest emunah in the world. But the emunascha, my emunah is when? Balelos. I think that maybe this medrash can be interpreted as well. He says, Boker, the morning will come and God will show who's actually right here. It's the nighttime now. Now that we're doing this, you think that everything, this is the darkness. But the morning will come and everything will be extremely, extremely obvious. And that is the yesod. And that's what our life is all about. Emunah is a very easy thing when things are going quite well for yourself. It's great, it's easy. But the moment something challenging happens, I'm done, I'm not going to Minyan in the morning. Right? The moment that you have a day off, oh, there's your challenge. The moment you have a little sniffle, I can't go to Minyan. Hashem doesn't want me to go to Minyan. They told a tremendous story about the Chavetz Chaim. Chavetz Chaim was very fortunate to live a very long life. Right? Well, almost 100 years old. In fact, very unlike the Chafetz Chaim, he had a big party when he was 80 years old. Because he said, you know, everybody knew me as the Chafetz Chaim, and I wrote the Sefer called the Chafetz Chaim, and I spoke about not speaking Lashon Hara, and how that's going to be Ha'isha Chafetz Chaim. If you want to be Chafetz Chaim, imagine if I died at 40, you know, wouldn't be such a good Sefer. They're like, hey, that guy never spoke Lashon Hara. But so when he's 80, he made a big party. But when he was 90-something years old, and he was frail, one morning, he tells the story of the Chafetz Chaim. He woke up in the morning, and who greeted him? The Yetzer Hara. And the Yetzer Hara said, it's rotten. Last night, ooh, it was bitter cold. And it snowed, and it's ice. And they said, the Yetzer Hara said, you can't go to shul this morning. You're 90 years old. One little fall, you're not like a little kid anymore. You fall, you break your hip, you're in the hospital, you're dead. You basically die, that's what happens. You break your hip, you go into the hospital, and they find something else, you're dead. So the Chafetz Chaim, if you will, turned to the Yetzer Hara and said, nice try. He said, you think you've been here longer than I have? I got fathers and forefathers. It ain't happened. I'm going to Minyan this morning. Sometimes the Lelos remind us about the true Emunah. You go into the business world, unfortunately, sometimes you experience a very difficult time. Probably, in my opinion, one of the most difficult parts of Shalom Bayis is surprisingly not what you might think it is. Financial stress is a lot of times a very big play in the life of a marriage. So now the husband comes home and he's lost his job. And Baruch Hashem, I'm very fortunate to have this only happen to me not many times and not for so long. But all of a sudden, you come to shul the next day and everybody finds out because it's been on social media, obviously. And they come to shul and all of a sudden you're a different person. Hi, how are you? I heard you lost your job. And you're like, why are you talking to me like that? You know, I didn't all of a sudden become so, right? That you're different. And you try to have day in day, you try to go for an interview, you send a request to your friend, hey, can you just forward my resume? You don't hear anything back. You go for the interview. I went once for an interview. Unbelievable. And the guy said to me, it was in Israel. He says, so, this resume, I don't think you get the job. You know why? You loser. I'm like, whoa. What's this? It's like I'm on a date again. What? CEO of a company. He says, big deal. What? You red dude company? Big deal. I don't care. What? You know, it's so Israeli, by the way. It's like, tell it like it is. You come out of there. Got to travel home now, an hour and a half from this place. You feel like zero. It's very hard. It's very difficult. You have the situation of Korach. It's impossible. You think to yourself, how can this happen? How is this going to happen? It can't be. Every time, imagine Moshe Rabbeinu. They're complaining all the time. Shlach. They're complaining about the man. They're complaining. Boker, he says. I'll wait it out. Come the morning, we'll see who's in charge here. Just wait it out a bit. Things look bad to you, don't worry. We say it every day in Ashrei. Soymech Hashem l'chol ha'noiflim. We know the famous Gemara in Brachos. Why is there no nun in Ashrei? It reminds the word of Nefila, that we fell. The Pasuk tells us in Navi that we Jewish people fell. Ah, we don't want to remind ourselves of falling. Nefila. But then what's the next pasuk? Soymech Hashem l'chol ha'noflim. There's noflim. What happened? So the answer is that God says, I don't care how much you fall. I don't care how bad you think things are. Come here, I'm your dad. I want to pick you up. Right? Hopefully this never happened to you. Hopefully it won't happen to you, no matter what high school you went to, even after. You find yourself in a really bad situation. And you have nobody to call. You got to call your dad to bail you out, maybe literally. So what's your dad going to say to you? Nope, I'm not coming. You're going to learn your lesson. Hope you like Rikers Island. Come on. Your dad's always there for you. At the end of the day, that's Hashem. I don't care. It doesn't say, Somach Hashem l'chol atzadik. No, the biggest Rishayim. Hashem says, this is Gemara, this is Gemara says. The Gemara says that's exactly it. There was a quote-unquote a fight between Moshe and Hashem. Hashem says, no, even the Rishayim I will allow to do a full tshuva. And that's exactly what happens. And we know that Korach's sons, Baruch Hashem, are able to do the tshuva. We actually say at a shiva house, Lam Natseach Livnei Korach. That's what we say because they said, no, we don't want to be like our father. And going for fame and fortune is not good. And that's what it's talking about. You don't take it with you. The famous, I'm sure you've heard the story. I'll just end with the story of the famous Reichman story of when he died. If you never heard of it, it's a cute story. Whether it's true or not, who knows, right? And he writes in his last will and testament, no matter what happens, I need to be buried with my socks on. And the children are like, that's the weirdest request ever. But all right. They go to the Chevra Kaddish. Chevra Kaddish says nothing to do it. It's halacha. You can't be buried with your socks on. They go, no, 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 no. We know what this is about. We're Reichman. How much? And by the way, the cemetery says on it, you know, the Reichman cemetery. Like, come on. I don't know if that's what you want to put your name on, but okay. Waldorf story. Okay. They try. They do. They go to another. Nothing to do. They can't be it. They can't. And Nebuch, they can't listen to their father's request, and he's buried, unfortunately, without his socks. They sit shiva, they go back and have the Sudas Havra. There's another letter that appears. And they open the letter, and the letter says, see, you can't take anything with you. One of the richest people, one of the richest Jews, you don't take anything with you. So we read it at a shiva house. Olam Haba doesn't matter with your fame and fortune, everybody's equal. And that's what you recognize. Boker, recognize that things are always will get better. And Amir Hashem, that's what we should be zeicha to only wonderful and important things. Just like using whipped cream on